Pakistan's blasphemy law will be re-examined. Hurricane Rita brings another international group home, and new outreach begins in Paraguay. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Pakistan. We've learned that human rights watchers at a recent fact-finding delegation are calling for the repeal of the country's harsh blasphemy law. There's been a movement over the last 18 months aimed at softening the code. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says its harsh penalties often hit Christians hard.
Now Christians there are saying, let's get rid of this law, let's rewrite it to make it more fair. So it will be interesting to see if there's any progress made in turning this law into a more fair law for the people of Pakistan.
Nettleton says Voice of the Martyrs isn't directly involved with the push to change the law. However,
we are directly involved with Christians in Pakistan, those who are facing persecution. We are trying to support them. And so we're involved in a way of strengthening the church so that whatever happens with the persecution, they'll be ready to face whatever comes their way.
Meanwhile, Hurricane Katrina was first. Now it's Hurricane Rita. These natural disasters in the United States are drawing groups back home who typically focus on needs overseas. After years of international focus, Strategic World Impact says they'll be using their experience in short-term trauma counseling and long-term rebuilding work to assist the local church in a strategic response for a strategic spiritual harvest. Prayer and funding are the biggest needs right now. You're listening to Mission Network News. Bethany Christian Services is looking for an adoptive family before a brother and sister from Colombia are split up forever. Janie Van Dyke is Bethany's coordinator for special needs children.
Jonathan is 6, Luisa is 4. She's fairly normal. All kids have delays coming out of orphanages. But Jonathan has a medical condition that affects his tissue and organs,
which will require special care. Van Dyke says Columbia wants to separate these kids, who are very close right now. If you can't adopt them, Van Dyke says there are other ways to help.
We're asking people to pray that a family will step forward to adopt these children. International adoptions are costly. I may find a family, but they can't afford the adoption. So I look for people and organizations that will help fund the adoption.
Sharing Jesus with these kids is the goal. 180 special needs children are currently available through Bethany. Call our resource line for information. We turn next to Paraguay, where there's a new ministry that's taken hold and is flourishing. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer tells us how it got started.
2 years ago, Audio Scripture Ministries received a request from a missionary in Paraguay for some tape talk players to assist them in reaching some isolated areas way out in the country, and we were happy to supply the players for them.
One person who took a tape talk player rode a motorcycle. With his mobility, he was able to spread the scripture in audio to many rural villages in Paraguay. Through his dedication, Dudenhofer says the church growth has been phenomenal.
From that outreach alone, 20 churches have begun in 1 year. The missionaries are following up on all these decisions to trust Christ by helping place national pastors in these churches.
There are plans in the works to furnish more tape talk players into the region. ASM hopes to distribute players to missionaries, mission organizations, and national ministries. And millions of women around the world are suffering in difficult and hopeless situations. Transworld Radio invites believers to join together in prayer for 40 days of fasting and prayer for their ministry of Hannah Project. TWR's program, Women of Hope, is now broadcasting in 30 languages, reaching these suffering women with the hope and love of Jesus Christ. Pray that God will work through His people's prayers and that many women will come to know Jesus as Creator and Savior. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The DVD, Beyond the Gates of Splendor, a gift from International Aid, is available at 1-800-995-4828. It tells the true story of the 5 American missionaries killed in Ecuador in 1956. That's Beyond the Gates of Splendor at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.